case for hearing, Ted Bernstein, as trustee, versus Alexander Bernstein, this is case 50-2014-CP-3698. Judge Phillips held a trial on count two of the amended complaint. The parties have settled count one of the amended complaint. As an aside, which we pointed out, Your Honor, this court's final judgment on count two has been affirmed by the 4th District Court of Appeal by PCA entered 3 weeks ago. So there are several different motions, but the one that we certainly can do today is the motion to approve the settlement of the remaining claims in this particular case. All the beneficiaries have entered into an agreement. Now, may I approach with just briefly
this
the statute?
Is for
Shirley Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
Right. May I approach? Here's the statutes. And all we're talking about is the settlement between the beneficiaries. We're not traveling under, first case we can quickly ignore, but we're not traveling under 733 because we're not talking about an estate, we're talking about trust. Turn to the second page, we're traveling under the second page, which is a non-judicial settlement agreement. Now, this court already has entered an order that Elliot Bernstein has no standing
in the Shirley Trust.
In the Shirley Bernstein Trust.
Understand.
It's not appealed, it's final. And if you look at the things I highlighted, these are the types of...
Let me interrupt you. For the court reporter and for the record, let's have everyone who's here put their hands.
That would be fine.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honor. Brian O'Connell here solely as the personal representative of the Simon Bernstein estate.
I understand. Burning all the fires.
Elliot Bernstein, pro se, representing...
Elliot Bernstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Peter Fagan, Your Honor, representing William Stansbury.
Thank you.
And I think we have Diana Lewis.
And I'm here for the Elliot Bernstein children.
Thank you.
So we would ask Your Honor to, and we may need to do this case in baby steps, but the first baby step is to approve the settlement that's been signed off by the 10 beneficiaries who have been determined by this court and who have been affirmed by the 4th District Court of Appeal. And then within the settlement agreement, we've asked you to reserve jurisdiction to appoint a trustee because there are 10 trusts who are beneficiaries. 7 of them have a trustee.
I understand.
3 of them don't. Right. And so we're going to need a trustee. But for today, in this one simple issue, we think an order is appropriate approving the settlement. And if you're not going to approve the settlement, then I want to set the case for trial because my client's duty is to resolve the issues in the trust construction case, which have been resolved by agreement of the beneficiaries. I think I would stop there, and if there's any time for any other motions, a few, 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, I just want to hear what everybody's position is. I understand that I'm not sure who has standing here with regard, except for potentially you're the PR of the Simon estate.
Correct, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. So I'm not involved in
this aspect at all.
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. Elliott? My understanding is in the Shirley Trust, it's already been found and affirmed.
Well, you're my hero, Your Honor, because in your order, you contradicted pretty much what Mr. Rose has sold this court, the 4th DCA, and the Illinois federal court, whereby he claimed I wasn't a beneficiary of his standing in Simon's estate. He put that in, I think, 24 pleadings that he's filed, which are all being appealed, vacated, all that. So that takes care of Simon's estate, which you should be reporting under Canon 3, his misconduct. I'm going to be reporting it to state and federal. I am currently, as I sent you an email this morning, notifying.
Oh, we need to talk. You can't email me. It's not that it has to be emailed to all parties, and we don't accept it on the email. You either file with pleading.
Okay, and I did that too.
Okay. I'm just letting you know because it'll be something that Harriet can't show it to me if it's a communication. And that would go if Mr. Rose can't do it either, neither can Mr.
Well, they're all doing it, so I just did it.
For scheduling, they can do it. They can send me a pleading.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But anyway, continue. And
okay.
So I remember you are the beneficiary of the estate of the...
Of Simon.
There's a... but anything that's not in the trust. The residual estate, the tangible personal.
I'm a beneficiary of the estate, correct. And Mr. Rose has pled improperly, knowingly false statements to multiple courts here. one of those statements as well is Shirley's trust, where I'm a named beneficiary in the document supposedly validated by this court. So if you just look at Shirley's trust, I'm one of three named beneficiaries. His client, Ted Bernstein's been disinherited. There's never been a construction hearing. So that document stands. So this is more fraud you're being forced upon you, that he somehow got this through with Judge Phillips, and he made a bunch of false fraudulent pleadings to the court. It got ruled on. We're moving to vacate at the 4th DCA. They filed right before you filed your order confirming the prior, but now we're filing to appeal all that, vacate that. Also, somebody's got to notice Judge Blakey. He dismissed me in a case in a federal court where he actually cites that Elliot Bernstein is not a beneficiary withstanding, according to Mr. Rose, in the signing mistake. So I've been denied wholly out of that case, thrown out of that like I was here for a year in Simon's estate, Shirley's trust, etc. But if you go look at the documents that are validated, in every instance, I'm the main beneficiary. Every instance. So, and by the way, saying I don't have standing when I'm a natural born son of my parents is going to be a precedent setting thing that we're going to really hold up high here, because this was all a sham. There was a validity here. One count was heard to validate the documents. Mr. Rose got some order that went way beyond the scope of that hearing. There's no word in that order that says that I'm not a beneficiary with standing. That comes in another hearing, UMC, which...
This whole fraud is coming apart right there. He was busted.